WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursolo, topping a report this hour. Prosecutors say a man charged with dumping his dead toddler's body near train tracks in Jersey City had been hiding the child's body for months. Travis Plummer was arrested in Puerto Rico in April, 1 week after the girl's corpse was found in a suitcase. They say Plummer took 23-month-old Tamaya from her mother in Virginia last fall and traveled to Jersey with her decomposing body wrapped in the bag. They believe he left the suitcase in a friend's garage but then dumped it near the tracks after police came to the friend's house. The National Flood Insurance Program is already billions of dollars in debt, and premium costs continue to be held artificially low. But Ed Mahaney of the Jersey Coastal Coalition says with so many Garden State residents living near the shore, bays, and rivers,
it's absolutely essential that the National Flood Insurance Program be reauthorized and be reauthorized in such a way that it is sustainable economically.
The program is set to expire at the end of July unless Congress votes to keep it going. A Ewing High School teacher has been fired after being accused that she kissed a 17-year-old male student inside her classroom and sent him nude photos and text messages asking him to have sex. 25-year-old Chelsea Hahn worked as an English teacher before getting canned. She's also been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Officials have not said whether the boy was in any of Hahn's classes. This portion of the news made possible by Liberty Mutual Insurance. You have enough things to worry about every day. Insurance shouldn't be one of them. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. There's a lottery scam originating in New Jersey in which someone calls a recipient saying they won a Mega Millions prize and a 2018 Mercedes, requiring they mail in a claim fee. New Jersey Lottery Acting Executive Director John White says the only time someone would ever get a call announcing a prize is through a second chance drawing promotion such as a $1 million replay.
The player would have to first be entering information on our website, and if they were to get a call from that, they wouldn't be surprised because they know that they enrolled in the program.
If you receive a scam call like this, White says contact the security office at 609-599-6100. She treated her car like a bar. That's what the Hudson County Assistant Prosecutor said during a court hearing in February after a Jersey City woman pleaded guilty to death by auto. Kahita Hamilton, an unlicensed driver, fled the scene after the crash that killed a backseat passenger. Police found a bloody bottle of Hennessy cognac and more than 40 smoked marijuana blunts in the car. Prosecutors are recommending the 27-year-old be sentenced to 5 years in prison with no parole. Porn actress Stormy Daniels, who was in a heated lawsuit with President Trump, was arrested at an Ohio strip club last night because she allowed patrons to touch her while she was performing on stage, which is a violation of an Ohio strip club law. Now, those patrons happened to be undercover female cops. Her lawyer says it was a setup, but Daniels says don't worry, she's performing at Lace, a strip club in Wayne, New Jersey, on August 9th.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.